final hour of this week's edition of The Third Floor, beginning right now. And two pieces from Debussy, one in a moment and one later on. We'll also hear music from Carlo Gesualdo, plus Beethoven's incredible Symphony No. 7. But first, this from Claude Debussy and a performance from Van Cliburn. And this one comes in by request. More than happy to do that. Reverie, right now on The Third Floor.
Thank you.
Van Cliburn at the keyboard there, and music of Claude Debussy, Reverie, by request for this week's Third Floor. Music of Carlo Gesualdo now, the renowned and infamous Renaissance composer. We're going to hear Sabbato Sancto Nocturno and Responsorium 1 through 3. An excerpt from a larger work of Madrigali Spirituali, madrigals on sacred texts, dealing with the Passion of Christ in this instance, and specifically related to the service of Tenebrae, Latin for darkness, a religious service, a Christian religious service, of course, held during the 3 days preceding Easter Day, and characterized by gradual extinguishing of candles and strepitus, or loud noise, taking place in total darkness near the end of the service. I've been to one up in New York City at St. Thomas Fifth Avenue. Dramatic, powerful, moving, a spiritual event. We'll hear the Hilliard Ensemble now, music of Carlo Gesualdo on the Third Floor.
Thank you.
Sabbato Sancto in 1 Nocturno Responsorium, 1 through 3 is the long title for that excerpt from a longer work from Carlo Gesualdo. We heard the Hilliard Ensemble. The featured work now, and one that has been firmly in place as a piece of music I always listen to in the fall, and that is Beethoven's Symphony No. 7. At least one music scribe compares the Allegretto in Beethoven's 7th as similar to a Schubert Allegretto, but with perhaps greater tempo. I was going to say the famous Allegretto from the 7th, but then the whole symphony is ingrained in our consciousness, and yet it never fails to move and entertain. We'll hear the Berlin Philharmonic, conducted by Herbert von Karajan.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Herbert von Karajan leading the Berlin Philharmonic in music of Beethoven, of course, and his Symphony No. 7 never fails to please. Definite change in tone now as we wrap up this week's edition of The Third Floor, and more music from Claude Debussy, his Arabesque, and I can't hear this without thinking of old Jack Horkheimer and his Star Hustler program you'd see on different television outlets back in the 80s. Coincidentally, I just had my telescope out the other night and talk about it a bit on this week's blog, which you can read on Facebook, going to the Third Floor site on Facebook, and also at the website classicalthirdfloor.org. And never forget to keep looking up. Pascal Roger is at the keyboard for this music for Claude Debussy. Pascal Roger at the keyboard for music of Debussy and his Arabesque. music spanning the centuries and covering a wide variety of composers in a choral, vocal, and instrumental mix unique to the Third Floor. This week we enjoyed works from Haydn, Beethoven, Gesualdo, Mahler, Mendelssohn, Mozart, Vivaldi, Debussy, and Talis. And I can't forget our opening salvo with glorious choral music from contemporary Latvian composer Eriks Eschenvalds. For the next weeks and all through the holiday season, a classical Christmas on the Third Floor. I hope you can join me for carols, songs, anthems, motets, suites, cantatas, and more as we enjoy music from today, going back all the way to the 11th century. So while you're navigating the rush of the season, with shopping, gifts, decorating, and probably too much food, enjoy fine music on the Third Floor to accompany your holiday celebrations. The Third Floor is a presentation of WRGG 93.7 FM, Greencastle, Pennsylvania, and is sponsored in part by listeners around the country in places like North Carolina, Florida, Oregon, California, and Alaska. Thanks for joining me on The Third Floor. I'm Bill Cromwell, your host and listening companion. So long, everyone, and please come back.